This is a welcome development, and we commend and extend thanks to the U.S. government for taking this action and continuing to stand with the Liberian people. The reason being that corruption undermines development. It makes the people poorer, while few persons are getting rich at the expense of the country and the people. If you will recall, Senator Vannie Sherman was also sanctioned in like manner. And now it is Prince Johnson. Prince Johnson is a window case because he's heavily involved with human rights violations, and then now it is corruption. It is important that the message goes out to the Liberian government and people that the international community led by the United States will not tolerate these acts of corruption or human rights violations in Liberia.
Reacting to the sanctions imposed on him, Senator Johnson says he wants the U.S. to produce the facts and perhaps the evidence on which it's based its decision to take the action against him. What's your response to that?
The United States doesn't owe him any explanation. The onus is on him to demonstrate that he has been accountable for funds that he has received from the government of Liberia, his capacity as a senator or chairman of the Defense and Security Committee. It is well known in Liberia to every Liberian that the government is corrupt, that members of the legislature receive funding on behalf of the people that they do not ever account for. There is no transparency in their financial dealings, and the legislature has never been audited before. The executive mansion where President Weah sits has not been audited before. The legislature as a whole has not been audited before. And it goes also to the judiciary, unfortunately, has not been audited too. So all in the face of all this corruption, it's alarming to know that their transactions are not transparent and they are not accountable to anybody. They are using the resources of the country for their personal gains.
Do you think this sanctions imposed on Senator Johnson could be a clarion call for the anti-graft agency in Liberia to step up efforts to investigate acts of corruption?
Apart from the anti-graft institution, civil society should continue its work, its robust work in exposing corruption, in speaking out against the ills in the society, and identifying those that their work has linked to corruption and human rights violations in Liberia. There will be more sanctions without doubt.
What lessons can the government and the people of Liberia draw from this action of sanctions imposed on Senator Johnson?
The lesson there is very pungent, that acts of corruption would not be tolerated. Acts of human rights violations would not be tolerated, not by Liberians, not by the international community, and not by the United States of America. So they have to buckle up and do the right thing.